Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, my father's children. We honor the Lord tonight for his goodness and for his grace and mercies. Thanking God once again for another opportunity to come before you, to share the word of God, to share some comforting words, knowing that God is able and he is yet on the throne. Regardless of what's going on in your world or your surroundings, regardless of what the circumstances or the situation may look like, or even as things may have presented themselves to you now as flawed, failed, disappointment, disgust, I want you to know tonight that the Lord is yet there, and I need you to be encouraged on tonight, and just for a thought tonight to carry with you on this week. Look up, for your help is nigh. Look up, my brother. Look up, my sister. Your help is nigh. Our scripture tonight, Psalms 46:1, Isaiah 50 and 7, and 2 Samuel 18:17. When we're experiencing life's problems and circumstances that go with things around us, we make decisions, and sometimes the decisions don't go the way we planned. Things don't work out the way we anticipated. That is not for us to throw up the towel, give up, throw our hands up, and walk away in defeat, but it's for us to observe and to look at the mistakes that have been made and not to repeat them again. But there are times when we have problems or we have situations or things come up, and it affects us innerly, and our mindset, it affects us. And sometimes we feel guilty, and that guilt has a way of riding us to the bitter end. Guilt of things from things in the past, failed relationships, failed financial business propositions, business chances, opportunities, failed ministry, failed relationships, failed at your children. You may feel like things is all just washed up and there is no hope. Look up, my brother. Look up, my sister. Your help is nigh. Your help is nigh. The Lord is standing there with his arms outstretched and is waiting patiently for us to come with our arms lifted high and our hearts open to receive and to say, Lord, whatever you say, I will do. Whatever your will is, Lord. But look up, my brother. The Lord promised in his word that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. All we have to do is continue to trust in his word and follow the instructions that he has left for us to follow. There are times when discouragement, trials, that even David said, I'm looking towards the hills because my help come from the Lord. He was simply saying, I'm going to look up. There's no need for me to walk with my head hung down. There's no need for me to walk bowed down, but I'm going to lift up mine eyes, he says, unto the hills. If I lift mine eyes up to the hills, that means I have to lift my head up as well. And as I'm lifting up my eyes, I'm lifting up my head, I'm recognizing, I'm realizing that it is God, it is the Lord Almighty that enables us, gives us the strength, the help we need day by day. The Lord is our help. He is our help. He is our help. The Lord is our help. We search for help in many different places. We search for help in our job. We search for help in our communities. We search for help in the courthouses. We search for help among family members. We search for help among friends. We've gone to the bottle and searched for help in alcohol. We've searched for help with drugs, with weed. We've searched for help with all kinds of things and in all kinds of places. And we're missing the main source, our source. The Lord is nigh. Our help is nigh. But we must realize he's there and reach up and grab him. David was saying, my help come from the Lord. Why am I looking towards the hills and not looking? It's not going to do me any good. It is not for the believer to walk around looking like they're going through or looking like, oh, I'm a believer and I'm looking so solemn and so mean and hateful, or I'm looking so saved and trying to look so sanctimonious, or I'm able to identify. No, that comes from the within. And it's for us to lift our eyes up and be an inspiration, to be an encouragement to those around us. The world is supposed to see the body of Christ, to know that you are the body of Christ. In the way we carry ourselves, our deeds, our actions, our conversation. The Bible tells us don't let our speech betray us, but let our yea be yea and our nay, nay. Speak the truth. And in so doing, you leave no room for the enemy to come in. But look up, my brother, my sister, because your help is nigh. Don't feel like you're in this thing all by yourself. You may feel like you're at your wit's end and you just can't take any more. Well, it is you that I'm speaking to tonight to let you know you can make it. And yes, you can go just another further. Yes, you can make it. And you can go just another further. Because your help is nigh. He's not distant from you. He's right there where you are. In your car, or you're sitting in your car, crying, trying to figure out, trying to place things, trying to make the right decision. The Lord is there. Your help is nigh, my sister. Your help is nigh, my brother, while you're anticipating, making decisions on your way home from work, trying to decide. The Lord is right there with you, and he's helping you. He's with you to make the decisions. Lean and depend and trust in him. He's not going to leave you hanging. He's not going to forsake you, but he's going to be there. Right there to go with you as you go through. Isaiah 50:7 says, for the Lord God will help me. Isaiah 50:7 says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be afraid. I know that I shall not be ashamed. The Lord is there to help me. And therefore, I shall not be confounded. The Lord is there to help you. There's no need, and you will not be confounded. You will not be lost, confused. You will not be baffled or caught off guard. You will not be shocked into awesomeness or shocked into oblivion because of something creeping on you or coming upon you to take you out of your position and your place. But the Lord said, I'm here to help you. The Lord is here to help me. You have to know this now, speaking in confidence, speaking in truth, knowing for a fact the Lord is here to help me. And I'm not going to be confounded. I'm not going to be confused. I'm not going to be twisted or come crazy. I'm not going to be lost or baffled. I'm not going to be left out in the cold. But I shall come forth, and I shall be all right. For I will set my face like a flint, and I shall not be ashamed. Because the Lord is there to help me. He's nigh to help us in whatsoever we do or say. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God, he is our refuge and our strength. Says a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46 and 1 says he is a very present help in trouble. Therefore will I not fear, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. He says to be still and to know that he is God. He's going to exalt you in due time. In due season, he's going to exalt you. But you got to be still and know that he's God. Yeah, brother, you told me to look up, for my help is nigh. Yes, your help is nigh, and it is the Lord. And the Lord is saying right now, the help is that you wait on me. Stop going ahead of me and wait on me. Wait to hear from me. The Lord is not saying your ideas are bad or your suggestions or thoughts are bad or your ideas of what you have are bad. He's not saying that. What he's saying is in your thoughts and in your decisions and in your dreams and in your plans to do better, to make good or to do, he's saying, don't leave me out of it. I'm your help. Your help is nigh. You're not going through this by yourself. You're not alone. The Lord is there. He promised to be there. You're not alone. He will be there to help you through whatever situation you're going through. Isaiah 59 says, 50 and 9 says, behold, the Lord God will help him. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Behold, the Lord God will help us. All we have to do is continue to walk with him and trust him. For he promised in his word that he would lift us. He would be there for us. We have to give him a chance. My brother, my sister, tonight I encourage your hearts to trust in the Lord. Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Regardless of what goes on, though the mountains tremble and though the waters rage around us, we know that our help comes from the Lord, because he's the one that created us and made us. And his help is nigh. His help is nigh. I encourage you today to trust in the Lord. Give your all to him and allow him to manifest and prove himself. He is faithful and he's just to do just that, my brother, my sister. But we got to give him a chance. We got to open up and allow him to do it. Second Samuel, the 18th chapter of Second Samuel, round about the 17th verse. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood and laid a very great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. I don't know what that is. God tonight is telling us to hold on and to be strong. He said, I promised that I would never leave you nor forsake you. And he has been true to his word. Have we been true to ours? I leave you with this tonight's Isaiah 40. Thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting Father. No, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run, not faint, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Young men, young women of God, this is the time for us to stand firm on the word of God and to know that God's word is yet powerful and sharp two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and spirit. And regardless of what we think, regardless of what we do, regardless of what's going on, regardless of this, that, and the other, what people say, who walks with it, who don't, who believe it, who don't, regardless to all the new denominations of beliefs that's coming out now, regardless of all the new so-called beliefs and faiths and all the better way of thinking, a better understanding, and all that, don't forget the main source, and that's Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. And if you're expecting to get to God, you got to come through me. There is no way to God but through the Son. In spite of and regardless to who all says there's many ways to God. Oh, there's so many ways to God. No, there is not many ways to God. The Bible says through Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. To get to God, you got to go through Christ. And get mad with him because he set it up that way. We just carrying his word. But he set it up that way. You got to go through Christ. Be encouraged tonight, knowing that your help is nigh. Stand firm on the word of God. All things are working in your favor. They're working in your behalf. We got to stand firm. We've got to allow the Lord to do what he said he will do. We've got to allow him to manifest, amen, the works that he has for us. And if we do that, we will know that he is the true and living God. Be encouraged. The Lord is nigh thee. Keep your hand in God's hand, knowing that all things are working for the good of them that love the Lord. And if you love the Lord, it's working in your favor. Look up, for your help is nigh tonight. The Lord is saying, I will bear with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will never let you down. Be encouraged tonight. God is there. We look forward to seeing you again on next week. Hold your head up on this week, all this week. Look up. Your help is nigh. The Lord is there. He's right there. He's a very present help, and he's right there. Look up. Your help is nigh. You're not in this alone.